Opera has been going high-tech in recent years to create an immersive experience and bring in new audiences. The Cleveland Orchestra next week stages an intricate production of Pelléas and Mélisande. For this week's Shuffle, I'm joined by Plain Dealer classical music critic Zach Lewis. Zach, when I think of opera, I think of characters and costumes belting out arias, but the orchestra is taking a much different approach with this production.
Well, it's an opera that is very often not actually staged because it conjures this kind of timeless world that I think is probably daunting to even think about actually staging in a literal way. It's Debussy, so in keeping with that sort of impressionistic world of very vague, and it's very, I think of sort of mist with maybe one castle way off in the far distance. And what's really very interesting here is about the way that the Cleveland Orchestra is choosing to get around that issue. And they've brought in this director, Yuval Sharon, and he's got some very, very interesting ideas for how to actually mount this very tricky opera.
And I've seen some photos online. They've posted some behind-the-scenes footage of this, and it looks really complex. There's going to be somewhat of like a box where the performers will be moving around, and it's going to be kind of a mystical creation.
Yes, I think it's kind of like a box that they can control. And there will be people, not singers though, but people inside the box. Mm-hmm. And the box itself will have all kinds of smoke sort of swirling through the box. I'm very intrigued to see how they're going to do this, but individual panels within the box can be made or opaque or transparent at the flip of a switch. So we'll see activity sometimes and not other times. The thought of that is it's very, very alluring. I'm really intrigued to see how it's going to look on in reality.
Kind of a very technical production to put together in this beautiful Severance Hall. You have something that's going to take a pretty high-tech experience here.
Yes, yes. I mean, this director, a couple years ago, he staged The Cunning Little Vixen, and I just fell in love with that. In that production, also very high-tech. I mean, you had a large screen and heads of the singers popping through these holes in the screen. I mean, it's just such an interesting way to think about opera in this high-tech world that we're in now, and you know, sort of the future of opera in the 21st century.
I was thinking about that because I was wondering what you thought about this as, you know, someone who writes about and critiques classical music, to hear the Cleveland Orchestra in a very traditional setting putting on this very high-tech performance. You like the mixture.
I love it. I mean, I love opera, but I can never really get enough of it anyways. And the Cleveland Orchestra loves opera. This is music that they don't often get to play because they play traditional orchestra works, concert music. Now they get to take up this great, great score. So yeah, I love it.
Franz Welser-Most, the director of the Cleveland Orchestra, this is a passion of his.
Yeah, opera is kind of how he came up in the musical world. You know, he's very well connected, a lot of experience in it. He has, a real knack for it. He loves these large works that have deep meaning that's often buried in these works.
How does the Cleveland area or all of Northeast Ohio kind of take to opera in this region? Do we really respond well to it here?
Boy, if you go by what the Cleveland Orchestra has done with opera in the past few years, we love it. Every opera that I've gone to at Severance Hall since they've been doing this has been sold out. I think there really is a real hunger for opera here. Just this weekend coming up here, Cleveland Opera Theater is mounting Marriage of Figaro, also another wonderful, wonderful opera that the Cleveland Orchestra actually did a few years ago.
And you have the Ohio Light Opera, which is in Worcester, and I know that always sells really well too. So there is a real demand, and probably expanding a demand for opera and these types of performances.
If you think about it, I mean, opera is a wonderful sort of entry point for people who are new to classical music, because it's not just the music. I mean, you have all these other elements that can be very attractive to people. You've got a story, you've got the acting, you've got the costumes and the lighting, you've got the drama, whatever that is. I mean, it's there. You can laugh, you can cry. I mean, it's so many hooks in the world of opera.
And I know that Cleveland Opera Theater is trying to get students more involved. They're trying to get a younger audience in too.
Yes, and they're doing a very good job of it, from what I can tell. We'll see when at the actual production, but they tell me that they've released over 1,000 free tickets for students to their two performances. So that's, I mean, it's like half of their house, of each house, is going to be students free, which is a wonderful thought. A great couple of days ahead of us here in classical music in Cleveland.
Zach Lewis, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
Zach Lewis is the Plain Dealer's classical music critic. There are behind-the-scenes videos of the Cleveland Orchestra's Pelléas and Mélisande at WKSU.org. Shuffle is our weekly look at Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it every Thursday on Morning Edition.